So I'm going to read from John 6, 47 through 59. Jesus was teaching in Capernaum just before Passover, the year before he was crucified. And he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he will also live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. Jesus uses strikingly physical language in ways that might confuse us or make us uncomfortable, and which certainly confused the crowd and made them uncomfortable. Jesus is making a strong spiritual statement, but he is using a physical description to make his point. Jesus is telling those that can hear that believing and accepting him is the way to eternal life. You must take the word that he offers and believe and accept it completely. This scripture is important in many ways. It foreshadows the advent of the communion he will establish at Passover the following year. It tells us that Jesus was willing to let those that could not accept the truth walk away. In John 6, verse 60, it says, "When many of his disciples heard it, they said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?'" This is not the first time Jesus used a physical description to describe a spiritual thing. When Jesus was talking with the woman from Samaria at the well in John 4, verses 7 through 10, it says, "A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink,' for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, 'How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.' Jesus answered her, 'If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.' This living water is spiritual, not physical." Again, Jesus is saying that his word is the fountain of eternal life. In no way was Jesus telling his audience that they should actually eat his flesh and drink his blood. The imagery is meant to portray that one must take in all Jesus has to offer spiritually and take it into yourself as one would take in food, making it a part of you. Even in saying these things, Jesus was doing the will of his Father, not his own will. This also shows that when Jesus does present the communion to his disciples, that it is not the first time they heard the message to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Can we hand out the elements? In Mark verses 14, verses 22 through 25, "And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, 'Take, this is my body. Please eat.'" "And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, 'This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Please drink.'" "And I say to you, truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."